WHD, a Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, seniors in Union City are among the first in New Jersey today to receive the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine. Governor Murphy thinks the one-shot dose vaccine will speed up vaccinations.
Within the next number of weeks, my guess is we're going to have a very significant amount of supply to allow us to get to places that are hard to get to. Homebound folks, seniors, 75 and up, deeper into the black and brown and underserved communities.
New Jersey health officials emphasize the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is 100% effective against coronavirus-related hospitalizations and death. 70% of Americans, including 44% of Republicans so far, approve of how President Biden has handled the inheriting of the coronavirus crisis and the response to it, according to a new Associated Press poll. That is higher than the overall approval rating for Biden, although the two are pretty closely linked right now. That's at 60%. Three Essex County correctional officers are charged in the beating of a federal detainee last summer, with a sergeant additionally accused of failing to intervene. Those charges coming from federal prosecutors investigating the incident that started when the detained man allegedly squirted a mixture of food and bodily fluids at an officer. For the most part, people are willing to embrace new car technology if it will make driving safer, according to the latest AAA survey. Robert Sinclair, senior manager of public affairs for AAA Northeast, says 58% want the new safety systems, but they must work better.
They recognize them for their life-saving potential in concept. The problem is that they just don't work often as advertised.
More than 80% of drivers don't believe these current technologies work well enough to justify autonomous vehicles, and only 22% polled want further development of self-driving cars. New Jersey news made possible by Indeed. Indeed believes less is more. Indeed's Instant Match instantly searches its database of millions of resumes, delivering candidates who best fit your job description. More at Indeed.com/credit. Court documents disclosed today reveal that a man living near the site where Tiger Woods crashed his SUV in Southern California a few weeks ago heard the crash from his home and walked to the vehicle, found the golfer there, and said Woods would not respond to his questions. Woods was able to talk to a sheriff's deputy. He has said he does not remember the crash. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcasts. Feeling like mid-January this weekend? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next.
New Jersey's news, traffic, and weather authority.
New Jersey 101.5 Fast Traffic.
Sounds like a messy situation over there in Colts Neck. Route 18 south, the ramp into 34 south is still closed. It's a crash involving a flipped over truck and a fluid spill. 33 is shut down both ways in Howell between Fairfield Road and Yellowbrook Road. That's a tractor-trailer car collision. And a new problem in Wall Township on 138 east heading into Allenwood Road. That's a crash. Two lanes are blocked. Route 9 through Lakewood, lots of slowdowns. 35 south in Hazlitt. Construction in the right lane at Bethany Road down to Miller Avenue. And the Parkway south hopefully improves coming into 130. With an accident cleared. All lanes are still closed in Hillsborough Township along 206 each way between Amwell Road and Town Center Drive. It's a crash investigation. Lots of slowdowns in the Meadowlands, Route 3 east from the Turnpike Westernsburg down to Route 120. Roadwork still knocking out two lanes. Not bad across the Hudson. Tom Rivers, New Jersey traffic north.
Jill Myra, New Jersey traffic south. We have delays in Ewing at the Trenton border, and this is at North Alden Ave at New York Ave with an accident being worked on. Traffic is also tough at 130 southbound in the Camden area at the ramp at 4276. That exit ramp partially blocked off with repairs. 42 south is tied up from 76 down to Creek Road. White Horse Pike in Egg Harbor City. 5th Terrace in through to Hamburg. We have one lane alternating, and that's going to be going on until October, so get used to that. And some nights they'll have to have it closed off. That's for drainage and utility work. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 4:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones closed up 572 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 4:06.
Jersey Radio.
The absolute friggin' best.
New Jersey 101.5.
News Time 4:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
So this weekend's going to feel much more like mid-January than early March. You're going to be chilled to the bone, but cold air is dry air, so we don't have to worry about any nasty weather or big storm systems here. In fact, our next chance of rain is about 6 days away. Clear skies tonight with a calmer wind. Low temperature will dip into the mid-20s, and then tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a flurry. Highs only make it to around 40. Holding steady around 40 degrees on Sunday with lots of sunshine, and then we are warming up for next week. Highs on Monday will bump into the mid-40s with sunny skies. Even warmer than that through the middle of the week, probably popping into the 60s across most of the Garden State. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Voorhees 38 degrees, Wayne 37, Red Bank 38, New Jersey 101.5 is your COVID-19 vaccination information station. Go to nj1015.com/coronavirus to find out how you can make an appointment and for a list of vaccination sites in your area, only at nj1015.com/coronavirus.
New Jersey 101.5.